Everybody, how are you guys? It's Friday, and it's not just Friday, it's our 3-day weekend, Labor Day Friday. So I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here with me every week as I motivate with positive tea. I am motivated, so thank you so much. It's an honor to be able to share enlightenment, to be able to share positivity with you guys, and also get so much support privately and some publicly as well. It means the world to me. So I want to thank you for being a part of that. I also want to take the opportunity to thank Michael Carnahan with Podcast Network 49 for everything that you do. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your broadcast. So, today's show is going to be about self-development and a new adventure. Last week, we talked about embarking on a new adventure and some really awesome nuggets that have helped me that I was able to share beginning my new adventures in life, and also the new adventure that I'm currently embarking on, which, by the way, I am officially a week in as of today, and I'm really, really excited to share the self-development in my new adventure. So, the first thing that I wanted to touch on with you guys is being successful and humble in your new adventure. Let's first talk about being humble. Humility is basically when you are able to step back from your own self-interest, self-needs, things that are basically about you, being able to not necessarily devalue yourself, but kind of put yourself in the background, so to speak. And just kind of flow in that energy. Of course, when we are successful and we reach goals, that's the purpose of doing what we do. We want to be fulfilled. We want to reach avenues of our lives where we're accomplishing things that are meaningful and also things that we want to accomplish to make ourselves happy, satisfied. But in the meantime of being successful, there's some things that are important. And one of those things is being humble. So you want those two things to come together, but it's not always the easiest thing. Within self-development, being successful and being humble is going to mean so many times you're going to have to step back from what you want, what you think is best for you. Still be happy, still be grateful, but also be humble. Not making yourself the most important thing, not being self-centered within the situation. So many times when we're so happy that we've reached the brink of what we were trying to accomplish, that importance is something that kind of goes to our head sometimes. Or it kind of puts you on cloud nine. There's nothing wrong with that, but we want to be confident and polite, always considering questions people may ask, those who were there with us when we were trying to accomplish things, those who were there with us in past adventures, past successes. And you want to still remain confident in what you do, and you don't want to waver in what you think. But you don't want to be boastful about it. Every time we're successful and we reach goals, there are things that can cause that to not be as rewarding. And one of those things is to put yourself on a pedestal above others. We want to effectively report what we do by our actions and sometimes by our words. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no law that says that you can't be proud of yourself. There's no law that says that you can't take pride in your accomplishments. That's always a good thing. It's a good thing to celebrate yourself, But it's also a good thing to understand the basis of being loving when you're discussing things that you've accomplished, and always remembering that the journey of accomplishment and the things that you did to get there are also important. So once you get there and you're standing on Mount Rushmore, hypothetically, you always want to be admirable. You want to be peaceful. You want to have pride in what you do, but not be so proud that you think you're better than other people. I have been in situations before where I've known people for years, and we've walked beside each other in education. We've walked beside each other through struggles, failures, reaching goals, and it really doesn't feel good when you're on the other side of someone advancing and them forgetting where they came from. We want to always understand that when we're showing humility, we're making sure that we keep things in a very good perspective. No one wants to be around someone that's got their nose up in the air every time they accomplish something. No one wants to be around someone who has basically rose above everything they struggled with. And because they're there, they're basically acting like they're undeserving of success. We want to go through life in a way that always allows us to see the positivity, not something that's going to allow us to exalt ourselves above everyone else and have a stuck-up, haughty attitude. No one wants to be around someone like that. On the other hand, the flip side of being arrogant is being someone that maybe offers a helping hand. We talked about last week that one of the biggest things to always do when you're successful is remember those who are not maybe where they need to be, who have things that they want to accomplish. You know, when we do things that are good, it's never any good if you're not sharing it with another person. There's more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. It says that in the Bible. And honestly, the golden rule, we also discussed that last week, doing unto others as you want them to do to you. You know, within your success, there's always some opportunity, no matter how big or small, to help someone else. So I found that when you're able to help others and you're able to see them reach the brink of success, it makes it that much sweeter. And there's always someone in some way, even if they just rendered a kind word, or even, you know, if they wrote a book or shared a motivational quote, we've all in some way taken bits of our success from other individuals. And so when you really think about it, it's the circle of life, so to speak, pardon the quote from The Lion King, that just works out that way. If we help each other, we're building blocks, we're going up higher, look back, help someone come up. They look back, help someone come up. If we stumble on a rock in the meantime, there's someone to catch us. You know, in some way or another, we're all connected. So it's so important to always remember that. That's part of staying humble. That's part of being human. That's part of being positive. And it's just part of growth. Growth that says that it's not all about us. So that is so important. So being successful and being humble is definitely something rewarding. The next point that we want to talk about, and I have found so important in my adventure now and in the past when I've reached the brink of success, is staying motivated while staying focused. You know, once you reach your goal and once you are at a point where you feel like you're headed in the right direction, you're successful and humble and you're happy, and you've made an A, you know, to everything that you've ever put in effort for. You've passed tests, you've gotten over stumbling blocks, and you've been able to succeed and maybe help a few others. So after a while, you may get to a point where you're not as motivated, where the new wears off, or where your mind just kind of starts wondering. And it's not necessarily an unappreciative scatterbrain feeling. It's just, I think, human nature, once you get to a certain point, to kind of get complacent. You know, we need to always remember that mastering the mundane is a good thing. So once you get to the point where you know what you're doing, you know, you've gotten in the swing of things, you've gotten in a habit of waking up at a certain time in the morning, you've gotten to a habit of performing those tasks that are fundamental to you staying successful, staying on top. And your mind might start wondering, you don't want to start taking things for granted. There's been times in my life where I've been so good at what I'm doing that I had to really think about going back to the basics. And it's not starting over. It's more of keeping yourself in tune to what you're doing, making it just as sweet over and over again. You know, I don't know how many of my listeners are married, but my parents have been married 40 years. It'll be 41 years, February the 7th. And I'm a married woman as well. And a lot of my friends are married. When you first get married, you know, you're in the stage of getting to know one another. Even if you've been together in a previous relationship, becoming husband and wife is a new thing, okay? When you first have a baby, you bring that baby home. I don't know how many of my listeners have children, but we do have a 12-year-old. And several of my friends have new babies, and some of them have children of different ages. And everything is fresh and new in those areas of your life, you know? Also, sometimes when you get a new car, it has a smell, that fresh detail, you know? And whenever something's new, you take the wrapping off, so to speak. You know, it's fresh, it's new. You want to kind of explore it in a way. And then after a while, you learn it. And then after a while, you get used to it. And getting used to it is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, you want it to get there. It's something you accomplished. It's something you have that's important. And so that's wonderful. Where the problem comes in at is when you lose focus on valuing that something, whether it's marriage, the ability to be a parent, a good parent, or be a parent at all, that new car that you start to not really pay too much attention to small details like smudges on the windshield or a little bit of trash that didn't necessarily make it to the trash bag in your car. You know, things that at the very beginning were very important. So it's the same when we accomplish things that are outside of something that you can see. You want to remain focused. You want to understand why it was important to begin with. You want to understand why you worked so hard to get where you are. You want to make sure you understand that the steps you took to obtain whatever it was, those were important for a reason. Your blood, sweat, and tears does not need to come to an end. It may be less, but it doesn't need to come to an end. Part of accomplishing whatever we want to accomplish in life or getting something, whether it be tangible or intangible, seen or unseen, because of course we walk by faith and not by sight. Once you get there and you see it and you're there and you're on the top, stay motivated. Don't take it for granted. Remember the times where you wasn't able to dig down deep. Keep going. Those times where you had that stumbling block that almost caused you to just want to give up. Those times where you had to question whether you deserved it, whether you could do it, or what was going to happen after you actually got it. You got to keep yourself focused on the importance of the success, motivated to continue to do well, but keep it fresh, keep it new. Keep your car washed, keep your car detailed. Go out on romantic dates, keep dating your partner. Keep sending those sweet little texts. Buy her roses every now and then. Get them a new watch. Get them a gift card to the barber. You know, do something sweet. You know, do something different. Make his favorite dessert, not just the main course. You know, make an album. put together memories of your child at every stage. You know, kids grow so fast. And I know from a parent standpoint to being an aunt and a great aunt that there are those moments that are so small and they're so minute. But time passes you by, the years, the days, the stages, you know. So those little things that we might take for granted or we might just start, you know, not to even notice, you want to stop and smell the roses, because one day you're going to look up and it's not necessarily going to be that tangible anymore. And it's not going to be something you can get back. So it's the same when you're accomplishing goals in your career, in the community, or just as an individual. When we're dealing with the importance of self-development in a new adventure, you want to be successful and humble. But you also want to stay motivated while staying focused. And the easiest way to do that is remember every step of the way. And remember that in the future, those moments that you didn't think were so important, those moments that you didn't stop to realize, those moments that you didn't appreciate, those moments that became routine, those moments that you don't necessarily get that high that you got at the very beginning, one day they're not going to be around for you to appreciate. So you need to appreciate them while you can appreciate them. Stay motivated. In the morning, you want to get up. It's a new day, new adventure. There's always room for improvement. Stay focused. You know what you got to do. You're going to get it done. Sometimes you might need to go back to the basics. Sometimes you might try to do it a different way just to keep it spicy. Always stay focused. And so by staying motivated while staying focused, you're going to make sure you don't take things for granted and make sure you always remember where you came from. Another part of self-development in any new adventure is going to be mental health. You're staying successful and humble, and you're staying motivated while staying focused. Mental health is going to be something that allows you to take care of yourself. You know, all work and no play can make us all dull. And so what you want to do is you want to find ways to replenish yourself. Just like a computer has to be rebooted, a flower has to be watered, you know, a car has to have a tune-up. You have to make sure that you find times where whatever you're doing doesn't have to be challenging. You know, we talk a lot about staying, you know, staying developed, you know, staying productive, staying positive. But when it comes to your mental health, you always want to be in a space of replenishment. You know, we're not computers, but we need to be rebooted. Okay. We're not cars, but sometimes we need tune-ups. And when you get a lot of miles on a car, you know, you need to make sure the oil's changed. You need to make sure you put gas in it. You need to make sure that you do what you do to make sure it has antifreeze. The filters are changed. It's just the same with us. There's going to be things that we need to do to make sure that we are sharp. And one of the things that we need to do to make sure we're sharp and to make sure we can remain successful and humble, staying motivated while staying focused, is taking care of our mental health. That doesn't necessarily mean going on vacation. I mean, there's definitely nothing wrong with going on vacation, that's for sure. And there's definitely, you know, nothing wrong with taking a long drive cross country. But instead of thinking of it in a major sense, think about it in every day. Sometimes you need to just be with yourself for no reason. Just be by yourself and take a moment to maybe take a long hot shower or a bath. Be with yourself, take a moment to plant a garden or smell some wonderful flowers. Take a moment to watch your favorite TV show. Take a moment to not set your alarm. Maybe on a weekend or a day where you don't have to be up early, just stay in the bed for a couple more minutes or a couple more hours. You know, we all have things that we can do to recharge ourselves. A manicure, a pedicure, you know, going to your favorite restaurant. And it doesn't have to be something that you do every day. You know, everybody has their own time to unwind. Everybody has their own thing that just kind of allows you to say, ah, to relax, to not have any deadlines to think about, to not have any place you have to be at a certain time. We all need that time. For some people, it could be once a month. For some people, it could be once a week. You know, some take time every day to just kind of relax and recharge. But we all kind of know what our scheduling is as far as when we need that downtime. We kind of know how much we need, and we kind of know when you get to a point where you feel like you're so overloaded. And just like in a washing machine, if you have a load of clothes, you keep adding, you keep adding, you keep adding, well, it's going to get pretty bulky to the point where there's no room for anything else, or you're going to stuff everything in there. Try to run the washing machine and it's going to get bulky and it's going to start bumping and it's not going to work correctly. So it's kind of the same way with us, you know? There's only so much that we can continue to take in if we're not stopping to relax. It's not necessarily losing all that we've gained in our self-development, but it's just kind of knowing when it's time to rewind, when it's time to reboot, when it's time to just kind of chill, and when it's time to just really relax and recharge yourself. Full capacity, okay? It's the last thing that we're going to talk about. Full capacity is when you're getting to a point where you feel like you don't have anything else that you can gain from the experience. You don't have anywhere else to go. This is the last thing that we're going to talk about tonight, but it's very important that once you get to full capacity, it's okay to say you want more. You've remained successful and humble. You've stayed motivated while staying focused. You've taken care of your mental health. You've done what you need to do to remain balanced. You've done what you need to do to continue the self-development in a new adventure. And so reaching full capacity can be one of those that's scary. It's going to be one of those where I did the same thing in my career for almost 4 years. It was very enjoyable. There were variances, different departments, different activities that I was able to be a part of. But it got to a point where I felt like I was no longer going to the next level as far as my self-development. It wasn't what I was doing. It was where I was. I was still happy. I was still successful and humble. I was still motivated. I was still focused. I was taking care of my mental health, but I wasn't getting what I needed as far as being mentally stimulated any longer. You know, you have to know when you're to a point where you've reached your full capacity overall. You have to know when you're at a stage in your life where there's nothing else to give or gain. And it doesn't necessarily even mean that what you're doing is a bad thing or a negative thing. It just means that you need to go to the next level. And sometimes that can be pretty scary. Like I told you guys last week, the current adventure that I'm on, it's totally new. You know, there's some things about it that I've seen before. There's some things I recognize. There's some things I know I can bring to the table. And I have so much to learn because it's still fresh and new. But looking back on the other adventures in the other stages of my life where I was doing everything that needed to be done, I had offered all I felt like I could offer and I gained all I felt like I gained. It was hard. You get to full capacity and you get overly comfortable. You're going to know because it's going to basically feel like blah. You know, it's not a good, it's not a bad. It's just like, okay, so you get to the point where it's no longer challenging. And for me, not being mentally stimulated it's just not something that works for me. You know, everybody's different. Your full capacity is not necessarily what somebody else's full capacity is. But you kind of learn after a period of time, you kind of learn your mental cycle. You kind of learn your educational cycle, your cycle of learning, simplicity, all the things that allow you to feel fulfilled. And once you know that on an individual level, you're going to be able to recognize when you're at full capacity. You're also going to be able to recognize whether you just need a break, you need a variance in what you're doing, or you're going to recognize if you're being overwhelmed, maybe a little bit too much, or if it's just gotten to the point where it's stale, it's just gotten to the point where you're burned out. You're going to know. Just pay attention to what kind of makes you feel blah. In every aspect of our lives, sometimes we just need to do something different. And that's not always going to be something that we welcome because it's scary. And there's steps you have to take to go there. And you're going to do some second guessing. You're going to do some second guessing. But remember, we're all trying to just live in our purpose. We're all trying to be the best we can be, productive members of society, fulfilling the purpose that God gave us even before we were born. We're all trying to reach a destiny that's purposeful. So when you're at full capacity, you've done all you can do, you've took all you can took, you've learned all you can learn, you've been all you could be, like the Army says, it's okay to do something different. And I'm going to tell you from personal experience, when I reach full capacity in my other adventure to embark on a new adventure, it was tough. It was hard. It was different. It was challenging. It was scary. But I can tell you, it has been very rewarding. And I expect for it to continue being a reward. I started over. I was challenged. And I took on the opportunity. And you can do the same. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I hope this was very helpful to you guys. I will see you next week. Enjoy your weekend.